So I don't know what to say about this stuff, you know. I was thinking back there, you know, nobody can take our grace away, you know. I don't know what everybody else is doing. I don't know what else is going on every other places, but nobody can take this grace away. And it's all in the Spirit, right? It's all in the Spirit. And this is the Holy Spirit's, you guys, this is the Holy Spirit's whole thought for you and me, that we would gain eternal life again, that we would see what eternal life is, and that we would live in the eternal realm that's not made by hands, that man can never see or touch. And I just have to keep saying that over and over until it registers deep enough in our consciousness, because it is another world. It's totally different from what man can do, teach you, share with you, and such. So I say it over and over by the Spirit of God until it really registers. You know, you go through religion for so and so many years, and spiritual things never register to us. And that is a travesty, you know. The whole churches are built on Christendom, but it's really not Christendom because there's no eternal life in it. I sent out a nice text to a couple people this past week about it's just, if it's not the inner life and if it's only an outward form. Can somebody, whoever I texted that to, I can't even remember, a couple few people, can y'all pull that one out? And just, I want to read that one before I start. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Yes, please.
Any system of religion that just puts on from the outside and covers over the inner life by mere rite and ritual is false. It is not true. The work of God is to reconstitute human nature.
Thank you. So here's the work of God is to reconstitute human nature. That was Sparks, by the way. And so much of the church, I wanted her to read that, was because so much of the church, there's no reconstitution of human nature going on. And that we don't have the living way. So nobody steals this grace we're under, you know. And you know, I could feel everybody. I hope you could feel it this morning. Thank you, Roz and Stan, for just sort of going with the flow and staying with it and not trying to do 1, 2, 3, 4 songs, but just go with what you have in the Spirit, okay? Because, you know, when it boils down to it, it boils down to God taking residence in your heart and starting to take that thing over. And so we have to follow that flow in everything we do. All life is to be in the Spirit. And of course, that statement doesn't mean very much to us at the first. But we find that out because it's so distant from us, but we find that out. It's like this morning when we were worshiping in the Spirit. It may not have sounded like, Roz was and Stan was ad-libbing on the strings and Roz and on the keyboard and in words as it comes out of her heart, as God moved her out of her heart and him out of his heart. And so that's what we have to find everywhere. You know, as Glow prayed, like you could feel it, you know, you could feel the Spirit of God. And so this is the sanctuary that God's, you know, building and that we live in by the Spirit. And as soon as there's one drop of flesh and blood in there, everything gets cold, right? Because it's only in the Spirit. It's only in the Spirit. And so we have to get used to that. One drop of natural man, you just ruined it, see? And, of course, this is why I said we're not going to let this grace go, because we're learning to keep the natural out and that we can learn spiritually. And it is possible. You know, of course, we're a long way from it, but it is possible to learn to live in the Spirit, see? And even in our Sunday mornings, there have to be a spiritual service. It has to, the Holy Spirit, I love the song, by the way. You get to the point is that all you need is the Spirit, right? If I can just have the Spirit, I don't need $1,000. I need the Spirit, you know. Are you following me? You know, You're all we want is this song, worship song. I don't need anything else as the inference. And so we're starting to learn him. We're starting to learn him and how personable he is and how he will meet us wherever we will let him meet us. Praise Jesus. And really, Shelley, doesn't even matter about the circumstances. Life is not circumstances. Life is the Spirit. So we're going to get that. We're going to get that. And Raquel, this whole economy that we live in is an economy of the Holy Spirit, see? And here's the song. Just like you moved over the waters and chaos, just move over me. I just need that same Spirit to move over me. It, no matter what's going on the outside, Shelley, we may have circumstances on the outside, chaos, but all I need is the Spirit to move on me, to reign on me, right? That Genesis thing wasn't just for history. That's for him to be moving in your life, see? That's why there was a whole lot of movement in here today spiritually. And really, if you could have seen the Lord's life, it was more spiritual movement than the natural. You know, we saw the result. But behind everything he did, there was spiritual movement. See, God was hovering over him, not only in Mary, but he's hovering over Jesus all his life. And there was always spiritual movement. You know, how did he heal the blind man? The Spirit moved. Right? Jesus this just didn't make up his mind. I think I'm going to heal him. Something behind it moved. And then you saw the effect, and John saw the effect, and he was right about it. But then John's eyes opened, and he said, oh, Jesus got moved by somebody else. See, and that's what the church is missing. We don't have the behind-the-scene moving. There's no moving going on in the invisible world. We just sort of read it and try to act it out without any movement going on. Right, Courtney? We try to act it out without any movement going on, see? It's the bane of Christianity. Doing without having something doing on the inside of you first. It's always going to be that way. It's always going to be that way. And so that's where our learning comes from. You know, we come up with all kind of doctrine and such. Doctrine does us no good on the outside if there's no movement on the inside. See, you know, there's movement. As Zaire, there's movement. Right. He's okay. There's movement. See, this is what makes Rainey so powerfully spiritually, that she waits for the movement. People say, well, you pray for me. And I'm saying, God, without your movements, I don't even know how to pray. You know what I'm trying to say? We don't know how to pray like we ought to, see? Because we just have prayer as a doctrine. And you pray, you know, everybody pray for me. I think I'm still in order. Pray for me. And we should pray for another, but we should do it with movement. You know? No question. And then here he goes, pray without ceasing. Ceasing, what does that mean? You're going to have movement all the time when you learn to walk in the Spirit. See? Man, this stuff can get so high. This stuff can get so high, Kristen Davis. I'm trying to tell you. All right, so Stan, can you come up? Can I pray for you real quick? Why? Because I sense movement. See, I'm trying to say, I don't pick people like, you know. In Jesus' name I play. Great day. We can feel that today, can't we? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your name. And that he can only play in your name. Just like we can only pray in your name, he can only play in your name. Because he only has your movements alone as he plays. Thank you, Father, for increasing it in Jesus' name and destroying the devil's territory. Amen. Amen. That's what you felt today when you walked around and felt the devil's territory was getting destroyed. Okay. Good day. You know, so you can kind of feel Pastor Jerry breaking loose of the of the troubles, and you can feel a breaking loose. You know, it's more than just natural healing. It's a breaking loose from what the world and the standards. You know, she'll testify to you. She probably has. You know, the one doctor told her, you know, you're crazy in your mind. I mean, deep discouragement. This is your doctor. In other words, live like this the rest of your life. It's your doctor. Thank God she felt some movement to say, go get it done, right? Movement is everything. Pastor Ross, Pastor Ross. Movement is everything. Movement is everything. All right? Movement is everything. Isn't this a song or something like when the Spirit moves? You know? Right? At least move with the cloud, right, Lila? Move with the cloud. Father, we thank you for the glory that rests on this child. And just like she was singing, that rested on creation at the beginning, the glory that will rest on us, Holy Spirit, rest on us so we can feel your glory. Just like in the upper room, we thank you for that glory resting on us to the point we know we can't do without it or without him. Father, thank you so much for the grace that's on her in the days ahead, that whatever she has to face, there'll be movement in the heavenlies for her. And whatever she has to face, she'll have more joy. She'll thank God for the situations because the movement gets bigger and the bigger the troubles come. So, Lord, we thank you for the movement. In Jesus' name, amen. And the authority that comes with it, amen, amen, amen. You're going to know authority. Okay, so I have to talk about today, eternal life. So, you know, don't disconnect from what's going on in here. Because when we talk about things like this, it's like this, you know, God has to take something out of you first before he can put something in you, right? Like we have natural ideas about certain words, you know, and he has to take that thought out of you, that high thought about what that word means. He has to take it out of you first before he can put the real meaning of the word spiritually inside of you. Because, again, everything's spiritual, see? So, Lila, come real quick, real quick. So, if you I'll say it like this, man, I want to lay hands on everybody. I feel everybody. If you abide in darkness, it's difficult to get truth, right? Now, I'm not saying that that's her. I'm just giving you an example as I pray with her. The scriptures talk about abiding in the Lord, and we like that. But, you know, you can abide in something else. And you have to be delivered out of that first to get the light on something. So here's this people starting to get the light of God. And here's Liller. I see you going past. It's like you're going from one side of the river to the next. You crossed over, as they say, to the other side of the ocean. And now you're on a different kind of land. And now you're seeing something totally different, you know. The revelation is different. The air smells different. The land brings forth different fruit. It's a garden. It's another place in the spirit. The animals are different. yeah, the sun is different. You know, right? Oh, she done had a dream. Are y'all following me? Kristen Davis, this is Liller's dispensation. But it has nothing to do with this world, see? Because this world's just dark. The dispensation of the Spirit is totally different. Until you get introduced to it in a different way, you know, you have no concept of it. Father, we thank you for this new renewing of the mind and the heart for eternal things. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lila. Thank you. Hold on, Lila. Hold on. Praise you, Jesus. Here's the devil would try to blow smoke, you know, the cloud, the light, you know. God says, I got you, Lila. I got you. Amen. 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 See, now that's peace. See, that's peace. Okay, so students of the word, and I'm not talking about Bible study kind of, you know, seminary. I'm talking about students of spiritual word. I think what I'll do today, and every time I try to start, I get a prayer unction. I think what I'm going to do today, though, is just sort of read and let it soak in. This is one of those with Pastor Jerry, you probably want to say, you're going to need to give me that mic. Cause I you got a second one around here? Okay, you got it. Got your equipment with you. Yeah. You know, it's totally different eating bread from another land. It's completely different, you know. The concept didn't enter your mind until you start eating it. You never knew what it was. You had no idea what it was, you know. His Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. Isn't he wonderful? I'm the bread of life. But it's beyond what you thought it was, see. Now you start eating from another place and say, God, where's church been, you know. Because it takes a special dispensation for you to eat. You know, Lorraine can't decide she's going to eat this. God decided for you. You know, it's just his grace and mercy that got you in there. You know, this, that whole thing about, you know, you made a decision. Forget about it. What you did was finally submitted. You didn't make no decision. You can't make a decision. Not for this. You never seen it before. You never tasted this before. What you did was submit to something that was higher than you. Finally, you submitted to the daily bread. And you got a, by the grace of God, you got a taste of it. And now you don't ever want to turn back, see. So BJ, this is the house that God brought you to. Let me know. Did you have something, Shelley, when you witnessed like that? Can I call on you later for the... Okay, good. All right. So with this, it can get precarious in that you get tempted deeper because Satan doesn't like you eating high bread. So he's going to bring distractions or whatever. I got to get you off that high bread, you know, because I can't do anything about that. You know, death can't do anything about it. You beat death itself. The bread you eating, see, your natural bread, you can eat it, you know, five times a day for 85 years and you're going to still die. When you eat spiritual bread, you're going to live forever. And so Satan doesn't like that, see. Pastor Jerry, you beat death already. You already beat it. Not one day, you already beat it, see. Why? Just because you ate. Here's Jesus say, the bread that I give you to eat, you're going to eat it and you're going to never die, see. It's called a deathless life. Tell me where in Christianity have you been taught about a deathless life? So because we haven't eaten the high bread, we don't know about deathless life. As soon as you take a taste, you know. I said it like this times before. Lazarus died and was raised again, but he still hadn't eaten the bread from heaven yet. In other words, he died, came back, but he died again. You'll eat and will never go back to the grave and never die. So you got to know this is what I'm talking about, eternal life, see. So I hope to explain that to you in terms that you can spiritually digest it. And so every once in a while, I'm getting ready. And inside, I know I just have to read it, what I have down here. And I'll try to read it slowly so that your hearts and minds can endure it. So remember I said, you know, nobody will take this grace away from us. Nobody can take this grace away from us. And I'm not talking about the generic vanilla word grace. I'm talking about this place that God has put us in the spirit. That's a different kind of grace than most men think about. So what's common to men is starting to be, it's being surpassed by a different grace by Tony, see, right? His disciples, Jesus, evermore give us this bread. Here's that lady at the well, evermore give me this bread, you know, that I'll eat it and won't never die. Remember in John 4, right? Jesus said, and give me this water that I can drink it and I'll never quench again. I'll never thirst again, rather. That's the water I want to drink. So if I go to your assembly, your church service, and that water's not there, I'm sorry. See, this is sort of your testimonies, really kind of all, you know why you're here? Because you went somewhere else and you weren't drinking. And something on the inside of you said, there's got to be more. This isn't it. No matter how large or small that place was, small and intimate and social, large within a big reputation, if there's no water, it doesn't matter. Because you got to drink. In other words, you were made for living water. All the natural water in the world, 3/4 of the earth filled with it, is just the type of how much you need it in the spirit. See, the necessity of drinking in God. The necessity of drinking in God himself. See, Kristen Davis was not meant for a fallen world. She was meant to drink of God from heaven. She was meant for that, right? And that's what her shirt means, right? It's all bueno, you know. It's all bueno, It's all good, right? Bueno. So I just completed one of my 10 Spanish words that I know. Right? But God's ambition for you is to get in touch with what's living. And he'll sacrifice anything to give it to you, even his only son, just so you can drink of eternal waters. The mistake that we have that's very, 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 very prevalent in the world and church is we don't know what spiritual water is. We have absolute no concept. It's like we're in a dry land, Pastor Mike. Waiting for the Lord to split the rock and give us water that'll last forever. That's what that whole thing in Old Testament is about. So I say rise and stand, split the rock this morning. Right, Lila, right? I'm really pausing because I have to get across to you how special you are to God. See, I often ask myself, Lord, how did we get this stuff? Because you didn't. It's like Pastor Mike always says, you're still stinking up the place, yet he's still giving you water. You know, you get mad too easy. You take revenge too fast. Your thoughts mess up so in an instant. Yeah. But he still you know, this stuff is out of this world. It's just, and that's not an empty cliche. That's not just a statement. You'll never get it here. I don't care how good it looks. You'll never get it here on the earth through natural man. It has to come from heaven. So whatever happened to you, God split the sky, came down, and made you drink. It's no different than that, right? Something, either God or an angel, however you want to put it, came from another realm, split the sky, came into your life, and gave you a glass of water. And then he said, now if you give a man a glass of water, great is your reward in heaven. So you thought it was just a natural glass, you know. So I'm going out trying to give waters away, you know. No, I want you, you got to give him water. Praise Jesus, right? Amen. All right. We can never be satisfied with Tina living an earthly life, doing earthly good. You can never be satisfied with Tina on the earth anymore, right? I don't care, as your daughter, Pastor Jerry, if she gets 5 degrees, help out 10,000 homeless people, and she is recognized by the governor, you know, and the governor made a day after her name, right? Nothing. Heaven's still closed. Heaven's still closed. Man recognizes it, you know, and they put her up on, you know, and put on the throne chair. And man recognizes it, right? And every year we celebrate Tina Day. Heaven still sat. Didn't breathe a word about it. See? Because it's not eternal life, see? See, you have to find a place away from the world into the kingdom where there's milk and honey, accompaniment by angels, and life forevermore, deathless life, see? Deathless life, see? And I'll read this in a second, but you know, a person can live 1,000 years. You can live 10,000 years. You can live on earth. You know, we look at the people in the Old Testament in Methuselah, right? We know, you got the doctrine of Methuselah, you know. I can't remember how many years, 900 something, right? They get proud of that doctrine. I know how long he lived. But really, compared to eternity, what's the difference between 900 and some years in 2 years? There's no difference. I mean, they're the same. They're the same. As a matter of fact, it's like we said, you know, ask the thief on the cross. You know, he lived his whole life doing nothing but stealing. You live your whole life trying to do good. In one instant, he got closer to God than you ever did. We've been saying, I want to be a thief. I don't mean that, you know. Everybody's putting their wallets away. You don't even have one. Are y'all following me? Time is nothing. Time is nothing, guys. It's all vanity. Let me be the thief. Let me be the thief, man. Look, here's the other point we made. You know, here's John laying on his bosom. But Jesus never said, today you're going to enter in paradise with me. It was that thief. Time is nothing, man. It's not time. It's who you know. Right? It's not time. It's who you know. You can be in church all your life, but never know him. You can live the best life possible, but you never know him. In that spirit, you know what I'm trying to say, in that spiritual sense, right? Here's why Nida's proud of Shanique. My daughter knows the Lord. It's not because she's accomplished this, that, and the other, but my daughter knows the Lord. See, and here's Paul. I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. Okay, so your whole obligation is just what? Do I know God? And once I get to know him, I start to see past the world and into the eternal realm. Man, I can't get started. So all this got to register. Come on, BJ. All this has to register to you. And Robert, and when I say register, it knowing the Holy Spirit alone and knowing God, I mean not knowing about him, not reading about him, talking about your spiritual discerner, you know I know him. He's down in here. That's your whole obligation. And until you get to know him, you really don't have what you're thirsting for. I got to know you. Oh, God, I know you. Let everything else pass away because I know you, you know. And wanting the Holy Spirit alone and as glow pray that I'd be blind to everything else is it's like I'm getting to know God. Everything else is just filthy rags. So, Father, we thank you for the destiny that's changed because he knows you. And you know him, and you give him eternal life, and nobody can pluck him out of your hand. We thank you for that kind of grace that's on BJ and family. And his history will not be what man accomplishments mean. His history will be a history in heaven and how he followed the Lord in spiritual things and tasted things of a heavenly realm. And that's his testimony and his history, and that's the only thing that he gives put stock in. What has the Spirit done in my life? What has the Spirit done in my life? What has the Spirit done in my life? Are y'all feeling this? What has the Spirit done in my life? Everything else is a smoke and a vapor, except for what the Spirit has done in my life. Amen. Thank you for the veil being removed and that prevailing in his life and in his home and in his children. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, so I pray that over Tony and Michael and Kevin and Rob and Stan and Tracy and I got the men. Dre. And amen, see. Because guys, if we're going to give anything to our families and leave any kind of heritage, it's got to be spiritual. It's got to be. See, we put too much stock in natural accomplishments. That means we have no eye to the spirit realm. See, I'm not saying that stuff is bad. I'm just saying the spiritual stuff has just gotten neglected, you know. That's a travesty. Okay. See, there's no way that, first of all, there's no way heaven going to recognize him. You know, here's Jesus. You know, don't rejoice because the demons come out. Rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's. See, the book of life. It's got to be what happens in heaven. The Lamb's Book of Life is in the heavenly realm. It's got to be come out of that realm that's going to be any stock in what you do, see? So, men, we can be, like, really proud, you know, I'm so proud for my family or whatever. And that's, of course, good and right. But what spiritually is he giving Kaylee and Kristen and Joy? What are we doing spiritually, guys? You know, we like to adopt those terms, you know, I'm the priest of my family house, but, you know, a lot of that's just control. No. That's right. No. It's got to be a spiritual house, see. Thank God for the next men's fellowship. But we got to get this. We got to get this one I'm about to read finally. trying to decide what to do. Look. I wish I could take y'all home with me and spend some time eating and then sit down and talk about this some more. And then snack or whatever, and talk about it some more, right? And then let everybody else share a little bit and then talk about it a little bit more, right? Then y'all go home and change your clothes and come back and then we talk about it, right? Right? You know, get the baby something to do, sleep, and then talk. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because it's endless. That's how Jesus did it, man. Yeah, we just got too much tradition. Even when churches meet three times, four times a day, it's just tradition. It ain't. We're not eating or anything. Great, today, Stan. I wish I could take everybody home with me. I'm trying to tell you. Glow? Okay. All right. But that's how serious this stuff is. You had some tents in the backyard. Have a tent meeting. Not the old kind, though, you know. See, we got to separate the tradition, you know. That was this whole different purpose. Whole different purpose, you know. Remember them tent meetings, Shelly? Mama raised y'all on them tent meetings. I wish Pastor Jerry would give her a testimony on how she did all that. And she said, the preacher preached, and Pastor Dickens, who are you looking for? I preached today. And Jerry said, it's just not, I'm still missing something. Great day, Glow. We got a family. I was talking to Tina yesterday, teasing her, and we were talking about how Brother Ron was her big brother, you know. I said, Tina, only way Ron's your brother is in the spirit, because he ain't your color in the natural, you know. Are y'all following me? And he is her brother. Spiritual things higher, man. Spiritual things higher. You got to get that, you see. That's why I don't care, you know. I come from D.C., but that's not where I come from. I come from another place. Okay, I'm going to try to say this and start. But you got to get this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. See, here's God's way. This meant so much to me. It's a little nugget. He always tells you what you already have. He's not trying to get you to get something. He always tells you what you, and not only does he tell it to you, come on, Courtney, real quick before the babies act up, come on. He always tells you what he has to the point where he seals it. Remember, the Holy Spirit tells you what you have, and then he seals what you have. In other words, it can't be taken away from you. Get this through your mind. You don't try to get it anymore. You're sealed with it already. All right? You already got it. You have eternal life. You might not see it. Your spiritual eyes aren't open, but he seals it. I've done for you, daughter, everything you ever need. You don't have to want for anything, and I've already sealed that. Now let me reveal it to you. Amen? Okay. All right. Good. See? So all of the exhortations in the Holy Spirit about doing good, they're not trying to get you to do good to get anything. They're trying to get you to do good because you already have everything. You see the difference? See? You see the difference? See, here's the preacher man trying to get you to do good because if you don't, you know, you're going to miss out, you know. No, that's a lie. You can't miss out. You already got everything. Is that making sense? That's the love of God, see. Just rest in that, right? Just rest in God, you done given me everything. You can't take it away. It's sealed and by the blood. You can't take it away. Now you're doing because you have it, not trying to get it, okay? All right. So I just gave you eternal life. Man, oh man, maybe I don't need to do this message. Maybe I just need to pray and Come on, Sherry. Come on, Jerry. Yeah. So, everybody's getting this. You got to stay close to me. Stay close to me. Come on, Lilla. Just stay right here. I ain't going to pray for you, but I just need you to stay close to me. Right? And just hear what I'm saying. All the exhortations that man is trying to give you is trying to get you to be a better person. That's not how God does it. God doesn't do it like that, right? He doesn't do it. He doesn't exhort you to try to be something that you're not, right? Forget about human exhortation. Your human exhortation is trying to get you to do better. God doesn't do it that way. All the letters in the New Testament of doing this, that, and love your wife is because you're already sealed with it. You're already sealed with it. Now discover the life of it. Keep drinking of me. It's already there. Just discover the life that you already have. This is faith. My faith is that he's already done it. And now I just need to learn to live in what he's already sealed and done. I'm so secure. I'm so at rest. I'm so at peace. I'm so in love with him because I can find no fault in this lady. She's sealed with the blood. She can't find fault with herself. Are y'all following me? What God has put together, you and Christ, let no man set asunder. Okay. Right? So enjoy the ride, Glow. Enjoy the life of it. Just enjoy the life of it. Enjoy life of it. Preacher man, preach the right stuff. Just have them enjoy what Christ has done. Right? That's a freedom, Rob. That's a freedom, Rob. I ain't coming down myself anymore. As terrible as I am in myself, I mean, I'm not mistaken about that. But the word is higher than what I think. Y'all follow me? The word is higher than even what I think about myself. Look, even be good or bad, quote unquote, the word is higher. If I think bad of myself, don't come down on yourself. If I think too highly of myself, don't think too highly of myself, right? It's what he said about you. Right? He said, look, reckon yourself dead. Why? Because you are. Father, thank you for the grace and mercy that you're showering on her. You're showering on her, Lord. A knowledge of yourself. A great little, come closer, closer, closer. Come closer. Yeah. Thank you for the knowledge that you give that my mind, natural mind, can't even conceive of. But you breathe it in me. And I follow your breath and not my own mind. I follow your breath. Amen. 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 So here's Sherry storing up spiritual life. Storing it up, Storing it up. Freedom. Right. Storing it up. Who you got? Who do you got, Kristen? Gammy? Okay, y'all both come up, please. So Nisi, all this has to do is register on us. We stay in the right environment. Come on. We stay in the right environment, right? You guys have a beautiful spiritual head in Christ, but y'all have a beautiful underhead in B. Thank God y'all submit to the spiritual head and the underhead. Because the underhead is not going to do anything that the spiritual head wouldn't do himself, right? So submission to your underhead is a joy. And Father, this is true marriage. This is true family. No control. Just submission, 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 submission. You love to submit. You love to be a God or a man. You love to submit. Because really they get to be the same. All right? Saying the authority over your house is protecting you. Your authority over your house is protecting you. I'm talking about your spiritual head and your natural head. Your protection is in your submission. And you know the life of it. If your natural head isn't submitted to the Lord, watch out. Trouble. Everybody follow me. Amen. Thank God for this spiritual family. The grace of God. I wish I could take them home, eat, and start talking again. Right? Because, you know, our spiritual stamina is maintained about how often we're around each other and sharing with each other. See, we can't go without this. You just can't go without days like this. You just can't. We can't go without with that music like that this morning. We can't go without that. See, it does something to you that you can't even tell. Father, thank you for the grace. And it's like the Lord is saying to me, the famine is lifted. Now you're eating the bread of heaven. The famine is lifted, right? Amen. Amen. That one's for us all, right? The famine is lifted. Now we can eat from above. See, you remember that prophet would say there's a famine in the land, but it's a famine of the word. You want it yet? Okay, all right. I can see you soaking it in. See, Tony, come on. Tony. Mm-hmm. See, the only thing you can live by is revelation. It's the only thing you can live by. You got to get revelation. You don't get light on it. If you don't get revelation on it, here's Jesus walking the light. He's in, you know, like I'm in the light. If you don't get revelation on it, it's empty vessel. Right? You can go preach, teach, share. You're still an empty vessel until you get revelation and light on it. So, the power that Satan has been trying his tricks on to keep us submitted to the natural is not working anymore. We're not submitted to the natural anymore. We're submitted to the supernatural. We're submitted to the kingdom of God. We're submitted to the Holy Ghost. We're submitted to the spirit realm. We're submitted to revelation that comes from above, right? Amen. And Shanique, if you don't get it, revelation from above, you don't want it. Amen, 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 amen. Felisa. So there's a place of grace for you to hear my voice, the Lord say, and understand my words and comprehend my sayings, and then you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in the due season, and everything you do is going to prosper. Father, thank you for that foundation that you're laying in Velisa and in PWM. This spirit, my pastor might grab me on my back. The spiritual foundation that you're laying here that no other man could lay but Christ himself. And we recognize when it's Christ and when it's man. We're starting to recognize the difference. And we know what's holy and what's profane. We know what's holy and what's profane. And then we separate ourselves from that profaneness. And we thank God for the blood and the power of the cross that separates us and brings us into this eternal realm. Amen. 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 It's our foundation. It's our foundation. It's our foundation. It's our foundation. You ready to share?
I just wanted to read this real quick first. I wrote this down in Bible study, August 26th. And I wrote, God has given us so much new light and revelation in the spirit. I'm trying to read my own writing. The letter of the law pulling us, but God is pulling us into the spear of the universe. Pulling us into the realm of the cosmos. God has begun a new life in us again. The author and finisher of our faith. Keep gathering the faith. Hold on, just a tad bit more. And then I wrote, see me, look at me. I am the new order. Spiritually minded. Something has been loosed in my mind. That was before I had the dream about you. Into your going into your, And it says, the spiritual law is now unseen. But the dream I had, well, the first dream I had was about Robert and Rainey. About Robert and Rainey. And in the dream, you all were ministering to families, marriages and families. And God had called you all to that work. And Rainey, God has put healing in your hands to bring healing to people's hearts. In the dream, you were laying hands on people. You were putting your hands on their chest, and you were praying for them, and they were getting healed in their hearts. And families were coming back together. And in the dream, God was saying to you, Rainey, I honor family. I need you to do this work. I honor family in the dream. And the Lord asked me, what I tell you all? And I said, God, if I see them, I will tell them. And so I just wanted you all to know that I had that dream about you guys this weekend. And in the other dream, this is not the type of relationship my sister-in-law and I, have. But in the dream, she kept wanting to comb my hair. And she was being overbearing. And I kept saying, Niecy, I don't want you to comb my hair. Leave me alone. And we were at the beach. And she was like, well, it's a little messed up. I said, well, let it stay messed up. And she kept coming behind me trying to fix it. And I was like, please, leave my hair alone. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to the water. Just leave me alone. I'm going to go to the water. But that's not the type of relationship we have. But for some reason, that's what the dream was, Niecy. And so I went down to the edge of the water, and I saw a dolphin swimming back and forth. And so I walked closer into the water because I felt like the dolphin was beckoning me to come closer to it. And so I did, and I went closer to it, and I was kind of like, you know, hesitating about rubbing it, but then I started rubbing it. And when I started rubbing it, the dolphin started speaking to me, and I jumped back, and I said, did you just talk to me? And the dolphin said, yes, I was talking to you. He said, the dolphin was saying to me in a male's voice, don't walk in frustration. And he said, come take a swim with me into the deep. And I went swimming with this dolphin. I didn't have any air apparel on, any, no monitors, anything. And I'm swimming in the ocean into the deep with this dolphin. And when I come up out of the water, I'm like way away from the beach. And I got fearful in the dream. And I was like, wait a minute, I need to get closer back to shore. And he was like, no, no, you're out here now. Enjoy the deep. Enjoy the deep.
All right, enjoy the deep with us. Amen. So I was just telling Glow, I said, this was so good that I had, but I can't share it. I'm so sorry about it. But I think we're going to stop there. And hopefully I get another chance to share what I had because it's, amen, because it's burning in me. But Lilla's going to come and close us in prayer. Whatever, plenty of yard, right, whatever word. We're going to do that one day, but it's going to be predicated on spiritual things. And we're going to romance the Lord. We're going to romance the Lord because he's really all we need. But if you don't see that spiritually, it doesn't mean anything to you, see? You're blessed are your eyes because they're beginning to see, and your ears because they're beginning to hear. Amen.
I just want to, so the reason you were up here a few times was because when you turn around, I just saw the Lord life into you. Life, 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 life. The Lord is breathing life into you today.
I guess I wore the right shirt.
No. I think this is going to be short. I know y'all don't believe it. But that title, I believe, Pastor, you couldn't read what you had because that title is ministering all by itself. That title is ministering all by itself. It's soaking into our inner being. It has, Michelle wrote, the entrance has come. The doors are open. And that itself, eternal life, is ministering to us. It's getting into the fiber of our beings. And we are realizing that the natural has no place in our lives anymore. And that we don't look to the natural for anything. And as I was sitting there watching it, I had a vision of when the angels came to Mary, and told her that she was going to conceive a child. Don't y'all know we have conceived eternal life? No man can give this to you. Whew. No man can give you this. The angel told her you're going to conceive a baby. And it's, in essence, that baby was eternal life. Because eternal life wrapped itself in flesh and dwelt inside of Mary until it walked the earth for 33 years. So tell the devil. See, the enemy blocks our mind to spiritual things. Jesus came that we would understand how to walk in this flesh, but walk in eternal life and in the spirit. Yes. Pastor been telling us how to walk in the spirit, how to walk in the spirit, how to walk in the spirit. And Jesus was our perfect example. He came to show us how to do this. And eternal life dropped into Mary's womb. And that human life came forth. And Pastor Mike, eternal life walks. Hey, eternal life walks. And it's embodied in that flesh. But it has dominion over that flesh. That title ministers all by itself. We have conceived and will continue to conceive. I think the word I gave to Lilla was, after Zion travail, she brought forth. Come on, y'all. Jesus. You can't do it without travailing. We sat here a little bit this morning and we travailed a little bit. See, but it's not the natural kind of travailing. See, God is changing the vernacular of everything we think, the definition of everything we think. We sat in his presence and conceived eternal life this morning. Mary said, how can this be? I said, oh, the Holy Ghost is going to do it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Rob. Rob, don't worry about it. Don't fret yourself. Don't think about it. Don't you give it no second thought. Because this is not of humanness. This is a supernatural work. Eternity is going to produce eternity in you because the Holy Spirit is eternal. Eternity. Eternity. I'm sorry, y'all. I said it was going to be short. But Miss B, eternity on the inside of you. Whew. Why do we go through all these unnecessary changes? What Mike you say? Don't waste any brain cells on it. The eternal one will orchestrate everything in our lives that we need from the unseen realm. He's forging our future through the unseenness. We worried about what we can see, but our future is going on through the unseen, through eternal. We don't know how it's happening. Cheryl, you don't know how it's happening. We don't know, like Pastor said, how we got here. Don't have a clue. But Christ forged our future. He picked us up out of time and put us into eternity. The Holy Spirit, don't worry about it. The Holy Spirit is working. He's working. My friend is working. He's working. He's working. He is working, I tell you. Eternity is working. Eternal life has been conceived. This is it. This is it that was spoken of by the prophet. This is it. In the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit. What kind of spirit were we looking for? Woo! What kind of spirit were we looking for? In this last day right here, if this is not the last day, I don't know when the last day is going to come. I'm pouring it out. Eternal life. Eternal life. That's what happened in Pentecost, y'all, the upper room. That's what those brothers got. They got eternal life, and death had no dominion over them anymore. It didn't matter. Pastor Peter said, crucify me upside down. Do me a favor. Come on now. What do you have? But the Holy Spirit drop it in on us this morning doing that. Roz, thank you. We stand. Thank you. During that time. Holy Spirit, we didn't realize it was happening. When we conceive in the natural, we don't know how it happened. You just know you wake up after, oh, okay, oops, something happened some time ago. Same thing. We're going to come to the realization that something happened on October the 4th of 2020. Something was planted inside of me. And hell can't take it out. I think you pray over Lilith. Seal it. Oh, it's a done deal. It's a done deal, Kevin. Eternal life is going to work for you now. See, we were told to work for something. But now we just relax. Take a deep breath. Like Michelle said, go on out in the deep. Yeah, that's where we are, y'all. That dream, the dolphin talking to us. And the sad part about it, she going to ask the dolphin, are you talking to me? Speaking of Nanya, oh, Jesus, thank you. I had a vision, Shella. And it was the craziest vision. I still don't understand what it means. I was walking, and all of a sudden, I saw this great big lion, this huge mane, coming towards me. But I wasn't afraid. I mean, he was running, and he pounced on me, and he went on the inside of me. That's exactly what the Holy Spirit said, Mike. When I came up, I said, Lord, what was that? He said, a lion of the tribe of Judah. Yeah. See, we worry about trying to do stuff. The lion of the tribe of Judah, eternal life is on the inside. I don't have to fight and frustrate. I mean, that thing ran. It was huge. But when it jumped on me, I absorbed all of it. I'm running. Where did it go? And when I woke up, I said, I came out of it. I said, Lord, what was that? The lion of the tribe of Judah. Eternal life is with us, y'all. The lion of a tribe of Judah. Come on the inside. On the inside now. I'm so glad I've been delivered from the outside. I'm so glad, Cheryl, I've been delivered from the outside. Woo, I didn't live 70-some years on the outside. Woo. Delivered from the outside. And now we on the inside. We on the inside. The inner circle. Woo! Jesus. We're in the inner circle. Watch for signs and wonders to happen, y'all. Watch. The eternal work. Eternal life gonna do the eternal work. We won't have to do anything, BJ, but just be. Be, just be. Be, just be. And watch him. Watch him direct our lives. He's going to direct our lives in an eternal way, an unseen way. You'll find yourself where you need to be and don't know how you got there. When did I make this left or right and got over here? I don't know. I have not a clue. But that's eternal life working in us. Just as Mary conceived eternal life. Like Pastor said, we read about this stuff and think, okay, that she did it. It's all right, you know. Now it's life. You conceive eternal life. It gets birthed on the inside of you by the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. And you know what? We PWM, we're doing just like Mary. Let it be done unto us just as you say. That's all we're saying. Let it be done. However you want to do it, just let it be done unto PWM, just like you want to do it, Holy Spirit. I believe I heard Pastor say that years ago. I want the Lord to build a house that he wants to build the way he wants to build it. All he was saying was, eternal life, come and do what you want to do. And we fell in line in submission to the will of the Father. That's all we did. We didn't make no decision. We just found ourselves right where the Lord wanted us. And eternal life is that pastor couldn't read his he'll give it to us next week maybe.
So when I went to, I was sitting right here and the Holy Spirit said to go get the flag. But I thought I was supposed to, you know, dance with the flag. But that's not what because I put this on the table. Put this on the table. Holy Spirit said, get this flag. And I left the flag right on the table, Ma. But when you start talking, that's what I saw. We all been conceived, and this whole picture just came back to me. You know. So
so today we had the same miraculous birth that Jesus had.
That's crazy.
So this is the beauty of God. I remember the first time I heard the song, it's your breath in our lungs. And it revealed to me how God waited for our mothers. He sat on the edge of his seat and waited for each and every one of your mothers to give birth so he could breathe life into your lungs. And no, we don't know the day that he will take his breath back. We don't breathe on our own. Every day, even while you sleep, he's breathing into your nostrils. So, Lord, right now we thank you for your breath. We thank you for the new heart and the renewed mind. That the old ways have passed away. We thank you for the new bread every day. For the new word, for it is an ever-moving word, God. That the only way that we can comprehend the word is if we know the spirit behind it. Only if we know you can we even comprehend it, God. And to sit still and allow you to teach it to us. Father, we thank you for the elders, for the leaders, for the janitor, even for the one that vacuums the carpet.
Thank you, Jesus.
In this place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that, we say amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Fresh dew, right? Fresh dew.
Mm-hmm. This one, right? Okay. Dee's going to put up a picture real quick. She's trying to. So we went to, you know us, we went to Go Ape yesterday. Go Ape, like, and you're climbing in trees. And I only freaked out once. But there was something that was very powerful while we were there. So you have to attach your, what do they call it? It's connected to your harness.
The rope,
it's a metal thing that hooks to the metal rope. You can't swing it around because you'll knock somebody out or worse. It's all metal. But you had to be attached the entire time. So in other words, you can't go up unless you're attached. And I immediately, the whole time the Holy Spirit was like, this is so spiritual, this is so spiritual, this is so spiritual. But I didn't know what it was for. I didn't have the full understanding of it. And you can barely see how he's attached here. This is Drew. If you look at the bottom of the screen in the center, there's steps to walk on. Drew's not walking on the steps. So when I saw this moment, I said, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I just started taking pictures and took video. And I just said, Holy Spirit, you got to talk to me about this. And so he was doing that today. And Pastor prayed about submission. It is your protection. Your protection is in your submission. The sign that was posted everywhere there, I don't know if you noticed it, B, but it kept asking us, are you attached? I just replace attach with, are you submitted? Drew was submitted. He took a different path, not the one that man laid out for him, but he took the one that the Holy Spirit said, take. That's eternal life right there. That's when God says, you can do something different other than what man's put before you. No fear. No fear. And the little booger just went right across it without touching the steps that man built. But walked. I just call it heavenly walking across that thing. He's suspended up in the trees. How high were we up in that one? It started at about 10. And it went all the way up to 25, I think, was the total. So this is in the middle. But still. But your protection comes in your submission. We don't have to worry. We don't have to sit and think stuff out, plan stuff out. We just have to follow the seed that's in us, the eternal life that's in us. If we're quiet enough to hear it, we'll know how to go. This is how he's supposed to go up higher. Me, I walked on those man-made steps. But for him, it was different. For each one of us is different. But that eternal life in us will lead us. The Holy Spirit will lead us. But it's all under submission to him. It's all whether or not we're attached to him. Holy Spirit, I'm attached to you today. There was an attachment that occurred today when you conceive. What is required in order to grow in conceivement is the umbilical cord. Did I say that right? We have to be attached to the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, the seed can come and it ain't growing. We need to grow. We need to grow like that. As, what is it? A child shall lead them? No fear. I'm telling you, one time I wanted to get down and crawl across that stuff. But no fear, no fear. Oh, if we could just submit to the seed that's in us, to the Holy Spirit that's in us, we would truly know eternal life. We would know exactly what it's like to live heaven on earth, to walk as they walk now in heaven, to walk on streets of gold. Can we say we've done that? As Pastor started out, can we say we've experienced the spiritual here, the supernatural here? Where has it occurred in your life? Where has he taken you from off of the steps to walk on air or a net? Where? Only when you have submitted to the Holy Spirit's gunction, whatever it's called, unction. Only then. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, so we can all feel the growth spiritually. Hey, this stuff is possible with submission and food, spiritual food, and trust. Jesus has a realm for you that you never would have discovered without him. If we stay close If we stay close to each other, submit, attach. All you got to do is attach. And then and when you attach, the life starts coming in. You know, it's like when you eat, you don't think about, okay, this is going to feed my left leg. This hamburger is going to feed my right toe or whatever. As soon as you attach, it starts doing its own work, you know. You can rest in that. See? So, let's keep growing, right? Father, we thank you for it. And the substance that belong for it. Evidence of things not seen, right? Thank you, Jesus. Evidence of things not seen. We got that today. Amen. Thank you all. Stay close. Let's get revelation, dreams, visions, understanding. I think it's going to come more often now. Share it. And let's grow together as a house. Look, nobody takes the grace we're under. Nobody takes the grace we're under. Amen.